Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1993. The topic is Q&A, and the title is 5 Carb Questions. One of my clients who's a personal trainer sent me a list of questions that they wanted some quick answers on. So I will give what I would consider quick answers to these 5 questions. However, I usually don't like this type of format because in a lot of these cases, there's a general answer. If we think of like a bell curve, there's an answer that's going to work for everyone in the middle. But then there are people on either end that the answer may not be true for. And I like being able to explain the middle, but also each end. However, that takes time to flush out. So before I answer these, I do want to say that if you have an less common situation that pertains to one of these questions, your outcome, your answer might be different. So I would encourage you to reach out to me through our website, www.brittleirongym.com. And clarify with me kind of which question you thought like the answer didn't apply correctly to you. And then I would love to be able to answer that in a more detailed way. And I'll either do that one-on-one with you or I'll make it a future podcast. But if I give an answer that seems contrary to what you think the answer would be, please reach out and I'll help explain that in a more personalized approach. So let's go through these 5 questions. Number 1, do you have to stop eating carbs at a specific time before bed? I'm assuming that's going to be for fat loss. It's not true, no matter what goal it is. You don't have to. Like, have to is a specific wording there. If you want to lose body fat, you need to be in an appropriate caloric deficit. And then from there, as long as there's sufficient protein to fuel the repair and muscle and everything there. But whether you're in a high-carb, low-carb, high-fat, low-fat diet, but calories are controlled, your macronutrient percentages are correct, meaning you have enough protein, then they've seen studies have suggested that people have made progress, whether it's high-carb, low-carb. I've seen it with clients. I've had clients do keto diets. I've had clients do high-carb diets, and they've all gotten lean. They've all been lean while building muscle. So you don't have to quit doing carbs in order to have a faster rate of progress or to have any progress at all, no matter what your goal is, whether it's fat loss or building muscle. As long as the carbs are counted within your total daily count and the daily count is correct for an appropriate deficit if you're trying to lose fat, or an appropriate surplus if you're trying to build muscle and gain size. Okay, when are white carbs okay? White carbs would be a contrast to like more complex foods, so white bread versus wheat bread, white bagels versus like wheat bagels, like white pasta versus wheat pasta. When are white carbs okay? Whenever the digestion rate matches what you need. So commonly more carbohydrates are going to be consumed during the day rather than at night. So that's going to be true to the first question as well. The reason why is carbs digest relatively quickly compared to fats and proteins. Now, if you mix carbs with fats and proteins, that does slow down the digestion of the carbohydrates. But carbs alone by themselves, if a meal is dominantly carbohydrates, it will digest faster than a meal that's dominantly fats. This is helpful to know because if I'm eating a meal during the day when I'm busy and active and I want the energy from the meal to be available during the day, eating quicker digesting carb sources is okay if that matches my timing need. So I tell clients when I work with them for nutrition is if I'm trying to consume calories before a workout or before a busy time of the day, if I only have, say 10-15 minutes, I'm probably going to want to do sugars. If I have between 30 to 90 minutes, then refined carbohydrates, quote unquote white carbohydrates, are going to be totally fine and actually optimal because our body will start to break that down and digest that and be able to use it in 30 to 90 minutes, depending on the source. And if I'm further than 90 minutes away from the activity that I want to be able to be fueled for, then more complex carbohydrates would probably be better. There's variable digestion rates for variable carbs, so this isn't like a black and white You know, if you're 91 minutes, you have to switch to this, or 31 minutes, you switch to that. But in general, faster digesting foods are better when you want the energy to be available faster. And that would mean that white carbs are okay if you want the energy soon after eating them. Third question, should fiber content of foods be deducted from the carb total when tracking macros? Unless you're on a keto diet, it doesn't really matter as long as you're consistent. I personally do not separate the fiber content from the carbs or from the calorie count. I actually don't count track carbs or fats. I just track calories and then protein. And this is what I encourage all of my clients to do as well. Since we know that diets are successful for fat loss or muscle building or athleticism, you can have variable degrees, variable amounts, variable percentages of fats versus carbs. There's no need to really differentiate between the two. So if you track total calories and protein, you're fine. And then you eat more carbs when their meals are around more active times. You eat more fats when you want a meal to digest slower when around inactive times. So carbs versus fats is more situational rather than predetermined for the day. Therefore, I don't track total carbs or fats, and therefore then it would be no need to reduce fiber from carbohydrates because we're not tracking carbohydrates. Would you need to reduce that from your total calories since we don't digest and get calories from fiber? No, because people tend not to eat too largely variable amounts of fiber. So if we just never track it or never take it away from calories and we're consistent with that, then we're probably going to be relatively consistent with our caloric intake. It's not like somebody's going to eat 100 grams of fiber one day, 0 grams of fiber the next day, 100 grams of fiber the next day. Like, they're not going to have that large of swings. So it doesn't create a false sense of consistency within our calories if we're not subtracting away variable fiber intake because it doesn't vary that much. So I tend not to do that, and it makes things a lot simpler. And for most people, it's not necessary to track and deduct fiber from carbs. Okay, next, fourth question is, do sugar alcohols count as carbs? Again, there's no need to specify that. Sugar alcohols, the biggest thing I would suggest for people is to watch your digestion. Sugar alcohols can really mess up people's digestion. They can get a lot of gas. They can get a lot of digestive issues. Yeah, I know myself, I'm sensitive to as low as 6 grams of sugar alcohol. So if I had a protein bar that had 6 grams of sugar alcohol, it will mess my stomach up. And that is a pretty low sensitivity. I've had clients who will consume 20 to 30 grams of sugar alcohol a day. Not recommended, but they'll do it. And they're fine, digestion-wise. I don't know how. but their body processes it well, and they do fine there. But sugar alcohol does not need to be specifically deducted from carbs or monitored other than for digestive purposes. So if you tend to notice that you have digestive problems after a certain meal or after a certain food, then you would maybe check the sugar alcohol content within that food, and that could be possibly a reason why you're having digestive issues. The fifth and last question we have is, do you need to eat carbs to get huge? No, but it's helpful. Typically, if you're trying to gain muscle mass, you're going to be eating in a caloric surplus. In order to eat in a caloric surplus, you have to eat a lot of calories. And that typically then means that you're going to be eating more frequent. Not always true, but commonly true. The more frequent of meals you have, the faster you need each meal to digest. So that way there's room for the next meal and you're hungry enough for the next meal. If you focus more on carbohydrates than fats, the food is going to digest faster, therefore you're hungry faster and you can eat more often and you can eat total amount of calories greater. If you have high fat percentage, there is more calories per gram of fat, but it tends to digest so slow that it limits your total daily intake. And typically a diet that's high in fat and protein will be harder to consume a large amount of calories than a diet that's high in carbs and protein. So typically carbohydrates are a focus of caloric surplus diets because they digest quicker. They allow you to be hungry for your next meal sooner. There you go. Okay, so this one was super fast podcast, but that's actually what the trainer asked me for. So there you go. And like I said, if you have any questions and any nuances that you thought my answer was maybe different than what you expected, just reach out on the website, www.brittleirongym.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage. There's a contact form there. You can send me any questions to get more specific detailed information, and then I'll maybe make a follow-up podcast on some of the nuances of any of these questions if someone's interested. Okay, if you like this type of stuff, if you want more of these, just shoot me a list of questions and let me know that this was interesting to you, and I'd be happy to make more like this. I just want to always make sure the podcast is helpful to whatever people need. So in that light, I will stop talking. So this remains a quick podcast. So if you have any questions, reach out on the website. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. The more people that know about the podcast, the more people can be helped by the podcast. If you like the podcast, you can also consider donating to support the podcast financially. It does have a high hosting cost every year, so we do accept donations towards that, which I greatly appreciate, which you can provide on the website if you are interested. And if you have any information, I mean, if you like the information that we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brittle Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.